From Brussels, Terry Schultz joins us now to talk about the challenges Europe faces with so many factors still dependent on Washington. So, Terry, how have European leaders been digesting the events from D.C.?
Well, quickly is the best way I can describe it. It was less than 24 hours after those meetings at the White House that the EU leaders who'd been present there were back here in virtual sessions debriefing their counterparts. And that urgency just goes to show how high stakes the situation is for Europe. They had both a meeting of this coalition of the willing, that's some 30 countries which have expressed their readiness to physically help support a ceasefire in Ukraine, and they had one with just the 27 EU member countries.
President Trump has made it pretty clear that he wants Europe to take the lead on Ukrainian security. That's our understanding, right?
That's right. And they'd more or less already decided that themselves before Trump became more supportive of Ukraine. But now the president has confirmed it many times over. And the good news for the Europeans is that Trump is now pledging for the first time to help with these security guarantees for Ukraine. Chairing the meeting of EU leaders, European Council President Antonio Costa said Europe is actually now working hand in hand with the U.S.
Their commitment to participate in the security guarantees with the Europeans and other like-minded countries is a very important step, a very welcome step.
Now, Costa says there's still a difficult road ahead, but Europeans are feeling reassured by the new U.S. support.